A constitutional republic, not a democracy. The ideal of a democracy is universal equality. The ideal of a constitutional republic is individual liberty. A democracy always degenerates into dictatorship, which promises government-guaranteed equality and security, but it delivers nothing but poverty and serfdom for the people it robs and rules. America was founded as a constitutional republic to safeguard the liberties of the people against the tyranny of democracy or of one-man dictatorship. In this century, great strides have been made toward the goal of subverting our republic into a democracy. The foremost tactic of the subverters is subversion of language. By calling America a democracy until people thoughtlessly accept and use the term, the totalitarians have obscured the real meaning of our principles of government.
Good day, brothers and sisters. I pray everybody that's hearing this is having a good day and continuing to build your relationship with Jesus Christ. He will change your life when you get to know him. I promise you. I'm a walking testimony of it. He will make you see things completely different because he is the great physician. He is the great savior. He is the great teacher. So all we need to do is get to know him, and then everything else is going to be in sight. When you start seeing it, the question you have to ask yourself is, what are you going to do about it? I'm about to show you some things right here that are probably going to blow your mind. The things that they're doing to us right now, brothers and sisters, are no different than what they have done in the past. And what I am talking about specifically is that there has been an ongoing assault on humanity. And it's not just now happening. That's what you've got to remove from your understanding. It's not just now happening. This has been ongoing. It has been happening for many years. I would argue that it really, the most recent started back after World War II and after Operation Paperclip began and commenced. It was allegedly a 1951 to 1952 CIA operation, but the research that I've conducted says that efforts began in 1945 and went to 1952. So there was years to where the different sicko people within quote-unquote government started bringing people that were Nazis out of that area, not having them serve their sentences or bring to justice for their crimes against humanity, but rather they started focusing on how could they perpetuate the programs that they had started. And now we see the Rendon Group, we see the Jim Jones Group International, we see these new groups that have come up, we know the Rocky Mountain Institute, we know about, you know, the Tavistock Institute. We've been telling you about a lot of different institutions that have really focused in on destroying we the people. And the reason that I focus on showing you who these people are and what they are is because you need to know who your enemy is before you can defeat them. So today is no different. We're going to take you back into a quick understanding of what was happening, and then we're going to get into it. So one of the things that you need to be aware of is that all these fires that we've been seeing recently, and they keep, you know, propagandizing you by telling you, oh, that's global warming, that's this, that's that. It's nonsense. It is absolute nonsense. Because I'm going to tell you, in 1966, I'm sorry, let me correct that, 1666, there's those triple sixes. There was an outbreak that they called the Great Plague of London. lasting from 1665 to 1666, and it was the last major epidemic of the bubonic plague. And where did it hit? The city of London, all throughout England, allegedly. The plague was endemic in the 17th century London, and it was all over other European cities at the time. The disease periodically erupted into massive epidemics. There were 30,000 deaths due to the plague in 1603, 35,000 in 1625, 10,000 in 1636, and smaller numbers in other years. But whenever it came to that year of 1666 now, you better believe they jump-started it. The city corporation employed, quote, rakers to remove the worst of the filth because there was trash lining up all over the place. They did not have systems in place to deal with these things and ended up becoming just a haven for disease. Well, what are they doing right now? They're doing the same exact things. So, let me move from that to the Great Fire of London. The Great Fire of London was a major catastrophe that swept through central London from Sunday, September 2nd to Thursday, the September 6th of 1666. The same time, the same year, they had this what they called the Great Plague of London, and at the same year they had the Great Fire of London. Does this not sound familiar to you guys? Because what was going on was England had enemies in the ongoing Second Anglo-Dutch War. There it is again. I just reported recently in depth about all of the criminals that are part of Holland and Dutch and the Netherlands, the Kingdom of the Netherlands, Prince Bernard, the Bilderberg Group, the World Court, and how they're paying people farmers not to grow food now. Well, look at this place, the 1666 time frame with the Great Plague of London, the Great Fire of London, and what is the last one? Can you guess? I bet you can. I'm just going to give you a second to ponder on it. You may be looking stuff up through DuckDuckGo, and if you are, then great. But what was happening? That was the same year that they started the, it was called the Cresty QV Act of 1666. The Cestui, C-E-S-T-U-I, then the second word is Q, which is Q-U-E, third word is V-I-E, then the last word is Act, A-C-T, of 1666. This is during that Black Plague, which was the Plague of London and the Great Fires of London. Parliament enacted an act behind closed doors called the Cestui Qua Ve Act of 1666. This act being debated was to surrogate. This really developed a certificate that they put in place in order to create the straw man, which we now know as our birth certificate scam that is what we have in America called our Social Security numbers. But in 1666 is when they created the birth certificate scam. And they started monetizing when people were born. And not only did they do that, they basically transferred the ownership of the child from the individual parents to the government. And then they collateralize debt using that person. Let me just read this piece from you from a source I found. That the Sesquicentrust pronounced Setequa, common term in New Zealand and Australia. It's a straw man term in the United States of America and Canada. These are legal entity fictitious created and owned by the government who created it. It's like owning a stock of shares of the stock market. You may own a share, but it's still a share of the stock. Legally, we are considered to be fiction, a concept of or idea expressed as a name or symbol. That legal person has no consciousness. It is a juristic person, ens legis, a name word written on the piece of paper. The trace is back to 1666. London is an independent city-state, just like the Vatican is independent city-state, just like Washington, D.C. is independent city-state. The crown, capitalized, the crown, is an unincorporated association. Why unincorporated? Because it's private. The Temple Bar is in London. Every lawyer called to be, quote, bar, swears allegiance to the Temple Bar. You can't get it without swearing that allegiance. Do you see the connections between all that was done then and what's being done now? Same techniques, same modus operandi, and the same platform of trying to create us humans as now fictitious entities. Do you get what's going on here? I hope you do, because this is exactly what the problems are in our world, is that we forget about history. And basically, we just stop even listening to it at all. We stop paying attention. We get indoctrinated by all of these sports and entertainment that people create. I mean, not people, but the Luciferian psychopaths create to distract us away from what they're taking from us constantly. Remember, brothers and sisters, the plandemic of 2020 that lasted at least 2 years, it's really lasting until today, 2024, this was all a transfer, the biggest transfer of wealth between from we the people of these United States and we the people of the free world into the pockets of 287 billionaires that were created. We're the only entity in the world that I'm aware of that's reporting that. So I hope that you, last thing I got to say, the links of these particular pieces we always put into the description of our podcast, only available at our website, neo420.com, neo420.com. Go there now. You can access all of our website podcast. We don't want your money. We don't ask you for anything other than listening to this information so you know the truth, and then sharing the truth, because sharing truth is caring. So share this information through all your social media, through all your networks, through all of your contacts list. Share this with everybody you know so they know what's going on, so we can fight back against the enemies, because we've been pointing fingers at all of the enemies for years. We know who they are. We now know who about 97% of all of the deep fake state is. That swamp that's going to be plugged up and cleaned out. We got to do it now, brothers and sisters. Go back in Archives of Truth at Neo420.com and listen to all of these and share them far and wide. As this is Neo420 Talks, the podcast, speaking truth against the lies.